This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends at Petroserve USA bring you another hour of What's on Your Mind. If you have a hankering for a cookie, I would head to a Petroserve USA location for the best cookie on earth. Really is. You own the pump. Fill up at the pump you actually own. That's kind of a nice way to go. 4 for $4 special all day, every day is the hot stuff. Personal pan pizza, always hot, fresh, ready to go. Two of those wonderful best on earth cookies. And a 20-ounce drink, that's four items, $4 all day, every day at Petroserve USA. Tell them Scott sent you. What's news to you? Final segment of that endeavor for the What's on Your Mind program today and the start of this hour. And then we're going to talk about safety, one of our favorite topics, saving lives. We love it. And North Dakota has got a very special place in the world of safety. With the North Dakota Safety Council, WSI, great partnership, worked very hard on this. They have, North Dakota Safety Council announced recently this summer an opening of the hands-on safety training campus in Bismarck. So we're going to tell you about that too today on the program and also just get into hands-on safety, what will be available, and look forward to that conversation. So all that coming up on What's on Your Mind. In the meantime, telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can call us locally at 258-0550. You can also text Todd, 226-8503. Yours truly at 367-2054. Or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And tell us what is news to you. What's on your mind? McGuire in Bismarck. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yep. As far as like what's news to me, I just feel like what's happening on the ground with our military troops and that fight against ISIS over there in the Middle East just kind of gets forgotten when other, you know, bigger, more relevant events happen. But, you know, I'd like to see more of that on the news rather than bread, even though it's amazing.
Oh, I keep feeling as though I need to say I'm not against bread. Because, you know, in fact, I love it. I could live on it. But, yeah, no, that just seems a little odd, which sort of prompted this whole discussion today. But you're right. ISIS versus bread, not much of a, you know, comparison there, is there?
Nope, not in my eyes anyway.
Yeah, there was a press conference. Was that Thursday or Friday? I forget what day that was, which was pretty significant at the Pentagon, updating the battle against ISIS. Essentially, it was the Trump administration saying, hey, we're 100 or, you know, so days in. Here's what we're doing to take on ISIS. And it was a very good briefing. I saw about half of it myself, and I'm trying to find the transcript to finish it off. But very little coverage.
Are you talking about the congressional hearing with all the imminent threat to America and all that good stuff?
No, this was a briefing at the Pentagon, and it was General Mattis, the Secretary of Defense. And they were walking through kind of where they're at, and like I say, what I was getting out of it was good. I was riveted by it, and yet I was amazed that there was very little coverage about it. So it kind of goes to your point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last I remember hearing, as far as like getting some of the bigger media and news stations, was you know, Trump's announcement of, like, I want to say 15,000 troops by the end of the summer heading to that region of the world, something like that. But besides that, I haven't heard much since then. So
yeah, it's I just found a story on it. I still can't find the thing. It was Defense Secretary Mattis was one, but there also was General Dunford, who was the chair of the Joint Chiefs. And it was on Friday. They were walking through kind of all of the different steps and talking about an escalation against ISIS with their intention not to imperil more civilians. Basically sort of the Trump doctrine, if you will, on how we're going to how we'll be different than the Obama administration on it. So it was interesting. But good point, McGuire. That's big. I mean, that can impact us, and it's more than, you know, when one of these attacks happens here. It's the fight against them to stop it before it happens.
Yep.
So good points. Very good points.
Yeah,
thanks.
Well, hopefully Trump's weekend out there and the time out there in the Middle East, you know, proves to be good negotiations to help with that fight.
Well, I tell you, it was historic to put all the Middle East leaders in a room and say, what are you going to do about this? You're going to call it what it is? You know, I mean, it starts there, you know, collaboratively. And they opened up this center. What it was basically a way to monitor all the social media around the world. That's a collaborative effort they're doing in Saudi Arabia, but with other countries, because a lot of this starts on social media. A lot of the clues are there. So pretty interesting.
Yeah.
McGuire, good call. Thanks a bunch. Add ISIS to the list without question. You know, it's one of those things even we hear sort of say, well, that's a national, international story. How can we impact that? But from time to time, maybe find the right individual to bring on the program, answer a few questions. Good suggestions. Appreciate it. Rick in North Plains, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was curious. On my mind right now, I was wondering how my good friend Kid Chris walks around with those giant balls all day. Could you shed some light on that for me? They're huge.
I heard about one-third of what you're saying. I think he said Kid Chris. You know anything about Kid Chris, Todd?
Who's pretty good guy, pretty edgy.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Had never heard of the guy. I hope that doesn't bust your bubble, Rick, but I'm guessing.
You're not like a big Howard Stern follower. I mean, he came on after David Lee Roth, who came on after Howard Stern on a few stations, and he's been around since.
It's not news to us. Sorry. It's not going to make the cut, is it, Todd? We're going to talk about Kid Chris. Sorry.
Can't no, we're going to talk about bread.
Yeah. Another text. I don't know if you guys talked about the plan the general spoke about that we're taking against ISIS in Syria. We did now just because of that last caller, but there's two ISIS. We have a helpful caller that says, you know, we were trying to think of what they call the deal over the gown. I had a word for it.
The sash.
It's a sash. Yeah, so thank you for that.
Since I saw that, I thought, oh, yeah, okay, now I remember that.
Another texture
on
the Notre Dame students, I wonder if those students were afforded an opportunity to fill out a hurt feelings report. Not sure, but there's some rumor that they have been identified as snowflakes. Yeah. And the Notre Dame grads who walked out, their parents walked out on Vice President Pence as well. Well, that's fitting. So that answers the question. They were proud. Very proud, obviously.
How would Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter feel about that whole thing?
I think they don't have to worry about it because the character and integrity of the students by the point they, you know, graduate would make that a very unlikely
problem. I mean, maybe if your students are good conservative Catholic students, they should be attending the University of Mary and not Notre Dame.
Yeah. A text on another topic came up earlier, and we have a couple follow-ups today that we appreciate and welcome others being suggested here. But one was on the property taxes. Texter says, don't forget to look at your assessed property value. There's typically about a three-year lag, and remember what was going on 3 years ago, a small oil boom. That's a very important, you know, piece of that. Obviously, if your assessed value goes up, you're going to pay more. So, and I argue that's a good thing. Now, I realize it's challenging when you're on a fixed income and you don't plan to sell your home, right? You don't really get any benefit out of that. But a home value remaining, you know, static or, you know, little bit of growth here or going down, that is not a good thing. It means, you know, the real estate market isn't very good either, but it's a good point. Definitely is. And, you know, I think also some would argue, okay, while there was an oil boom, while there was significant reserves for the state, those dollars were taken and applied to property tax relief. And the way they did it before, they did not view as sustainable because of the fact the dollars were less. They came up with a different plan that was remove the social services line item on the county budgets and take that over at the state level so they then can charge less. Those mills go away, right? And then also the K-12 dollars. But I have heard folks argue that, look, what we were doing was that was a big tax cut that we could afford at the time, you're still getting a tax cut, just not as much this go around. But again, the governor and others would argue, well, wait a minute, the K through 12 dollars, the social services dollars make that hold even for the taxing entities, and therefore that's the way it should go to the taxpayers. But it's a good one that we're going to dig into. Have I missed any topics here? News today is simply nothing. It used to be used as historical documents, possible sources for important topics locally, nationally, worldwide. People used to get newspapers for historical reasons and cite news sources. Now we can't cite news sources because of the bias and opinions input. As far as what I'd like to hear, my great-grandfather passed away last year and served in World War II. His funeral service went without military honors. I was just curious as to how many military members pass away and the military branches refuse to grant them honors of being in the military. I wouldn't think it'd be refusing anybody honors. Probably a matter of the manpower, but I don't know. Another good topic, just so folks are prepared for that in the future. Appreciate the call. Safety Talk coming up. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping, personal-pan, hot-stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Dude office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has a new line of self-propelled sprayers that allow you to take full control of your spraying schedule. New Guardian sprayers from New Holland offer the industry's highest horsepower, largest tank size, smoothest suspension, highest ground clearance, and tightest turning radius so you can protect more acres per hour for maximum productivity. Choose from three front boom models and two rear boom modes. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer near you today and learn more about the new Guardian sprayers from New Holland.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Forgotten, but we had a caller that had asked us to find out more about a special showing of a movie that was happening, and so I'm digging around. He said the movie was called In Our Hands, so I haven't been able to find it, so I don't know if that means it's not being shown here or if it's a different name to the movie or what, but digging on that. I did also find the transcript on the Secretary of Defense Mattis, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Chair General Dunford briefing on ISIS from Friday. Found the whole Pentagon Department of Defense briefing. I'm going to post that on my Facebook page because somebody was interested in that as well. So a lot of good calls, good questions. Appreciate that very much. All right, we're going to talk about safety next. I love doing this once a month because it's an opportunity to talk about a topic that if you are truly listening, you know, not that passive listening, but really soaking this stuff in, could end up saving your life or someone you know, or you can pass it along, or someone that you work with. It's about saving lives. So we do Safety Talk Radio in partnership with our friends from the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI to talk about different things that are in the news and help inform folks on all things safety. But most importantly, we do it to ultimately save lives, and it does. So looking forward to another session with Chuck Claremont, the Executive Director of the North Dakota Safety Council. Hey, Chuck, how are you doing?
Scott, how are you?
Glad to have you back. And from Rocco Rescue today, Josh Hill. We heard a little bit about Rocco Rescue during the North Dakota Safety Council's annual safety conference, but we're going to talk a little bit about a new facility coming to Bismarck, North Dakota today, and a lot on hands-on training that we'll learn about today. So looking forward to that. Josh, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott. I appreciate the time.
So let's start with saving lives, Chuck. And I see some statistics in front of me that are a bit alarming. I guess I didn't know that North Dakota, for the year that stats are most recently available, 2015, has a higher fatality rate than any other state right now. And breaking down the numbers, 47 workplace fatalities in 2015. 28 of those were transportation-related. 7 were contact with the equipment or an object. 4 from violence and 3 from fire and explosion. So this is a topic that we need to work on, right?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, one thing to note on that, too, is the statistics are based on per 100,000 workers. And so ultimately to us, more than zero is too many. Okay, let's first talk about that. And then ultimately, as you take a look at North Dakota, I think our fatality rate was 12.5 fatalities per 100,000. And it's definitely alarming no matter what number you take a look at. And it's something that North Dakota, we need to step up and do more. But I have to say there's a lot of groups, including workforce safety, and I know the North Dakota Safety Council, we're trying to do our part. And I think a lot of great corporations out there in North Dakota are trying to do theirs, too, to bring this number down.
Absolutely. But I wanted to reiterate that just because it's why we talk about this.
Yeah.
I mean, we want those people that are headed to work today or on the job site now to come home to their loved ones and, you know, family members. And it's an important topic. It's why we were talking last hour about news and what's news and what's important, you know, and what's more important than saving a life and being safe on the workplace. This is important stuff. And it's why we take it very, very seriously. So, Josh, you're in the business of providing hands-on training facilities and working in partnership with this new facility we're going to talk about in a little bit. For our listeners, but by hands-on training, you know, just is what it sounds like, right? Describe hands-on training.
Yeah, so on our end, what we deal with is the technical rescue aspect. You know, safety is, like you guys have mentioned, the utmost of importance. Unfortunately, there are accidents that still do occur. So when rescue teams of facilities or municipalities have to get involved, we train them in the techniques and kind of create a new philosophy that they would go by to identify not only the proper techniques and hands-on of how to accomplish things, but also the safety aspects that are around it. You know, unfortunately, in the United States still, we average about 1 confined space fatality per day. You know, it's an alarming number, but, you know, those numbers have drastically been reduced over the years. And a lot of times, unfortunately, you know, 66% of those are would-be rescuers. So you have not only your initial incident that occurs, but your rescuers that are just responding and doing the proper human thing are not trained to recognize the hazards and not trained to or the exposures that they can face as well. So we try to not only create the culture of knowing your proper techniques of how to be safe and compliant with that, but also to identify the hazards that are there and potential hazards that could occur. So it's just building with that around the technical rescue aspect.
and the benefits that come from having the ability to do what Josh described, Chuck, are what? What are the give backs here?
Well, I mean, the give backs are when you have hands-on training, it allows people to really perform a dangerous risk. And in Josh's case, he's talking about rescue training and confined space training and fall protection, actual activities out there in the workplace. And when you can have hands-on training while you're preparing yourself for that potential incident to occur and you know exactly how to react to it, anytime you can have hands-on training as opposed to just in-classroom training, it adds a lot to your remembrance. I mean, that's for you. To as far as the recall and obviously the confidence to be able to perform those duties, especially in those high dangerous risk areas like the oil and gas area, like the rescue area, like the construction industry and those things in North Dakota that really are prevalent. When you think of the growth of North Dakota, you think of oil and gas, you think of construction, you think of manufacturing, and all those industries are high-risk industries. So you throw hands-on training in addition to blended learning where you're doing the classroom training. You throw those two things together, and it's been proven by studies that how much more you can remember by doing hands-on and blended training.
We have a question for our guests from Joe, who's on the road. Joe, for Josh and Chuck from the North Dakota Safety Council, go ahead. Oh, his question escaped him because he got halfway through it and hung up. Any others welcome? We always welcome your questions as well. They're better than mine most times. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550 is the local number. And you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text us. Todd will take your text at 701-226-8503. We're chatting with Chuck Claremont, Executive Director of the North Dakota Safety Council, Josh Schill from Roco Rescue today, about hands-on training, and ultimately we're going to tell you about a new facility, hands-on safety training campus, that is coming to Bismarck, North Dakota. This is a affordable, high-quality training, more accessible, and really very, very unique. So that's why we're chatting about hands-on training today on the program and looking forward to our conversation. Let's talk a little bit about, Chuck, what the Safety Council is doing to make this accessible and affordable. I mean, you know, it's one thing to have a desire for training. It's another thing to say, where is it? Is it affordable? Does it work into the bottom line? Which, obviously, there's always the pressure of that from the businesses. I'm going to ask you to answer that question on the other side of the break since we're up against the clock here. But I want to talk next about business owners, managers, safety leaders. When you think, gosh, if I had access to this, where would I do it and what would it cost? Talk a little bit about that from the North Coast Safety Council and Roco Rescue today. So stay tuned. That when we continue after a break on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to another edition of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Today's guest, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer. Our question, were the Dakota Access Pipeline protest well-planned and orchestrated, or just a grassroots organic event?
Well, it was definitely planned from the very beginning. I don't think at the very beginning that it was meant to maybe turn into what it turned into. This is just me as I went through this here. As the people started coming and, you know, the word got out and what they wanted to do, it was definitely organized as far as some of the social media stuff. The biggest thing is that it really turned from the pipeline to attacking law enforcement, you know, and the people that were trying to keep this legal. And then the next step was to attack, you know, us and then try to do everything they possibly could do. And that is what really, I guess, for a lack of better terms, you know, sells papers.
Keep listening for more episodes of the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. And thanks for listening.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
What's on your mind? Questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. We did find the movie In Our Hands, showing tomorrow only, so the caller was right. That's the movie on the seven-day war, and it is only showing in Grand Forks and West Acres in Fargo tomorrow and tomorrow only, and not a Bismarck showing. Check for you per the caller's request, and you got your answer, all right? But it wasn't easy to find, so... Our ace staff found it for us. Okay, we're back on the North Dakota Safety Council's WSI Safety Talk edition today on What's on Your Mind. We do this once a month in the program. Joined today by Josh Hill, Rocco Rescue, and also Chuck Claremont from the North Dakota Safety Council, the executive director. I asked you a big question before the break, Chuck, but we have to wait because Joe's back. He has that question he wanted to ask him. We lost him earlier. So go ahead, Joe, with your question for our guests.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Well, sir, better that you called now. Yeah.
Oh, good. Hey, you know, I'm a truck driver. You know, life's hard out here on the road. And sometimes we have to, you know, pull over and we take showers together.
Some people need more stuff to do. We can't help you, Joe. See a doctor. Okay, so back on the question that I asked you before the break, what is the plan, Chuck? How do we get hands-on training accessible and affordable in North Dakota? Tell folks about it.
Well, the plan was it started back in July 2012, 5 years ago. Really, we embarked on this process, this vision with our board of directors and just saying, what can we do in North Dakota to make North Dakota a safer and healthier place to live and to prevent injuries and save lives? And really, my board of directors basically said, you know what, if you had $10 million, what would you do? And we said we'd try to build a facility and we'd try to do something where you can use hands-on training to save lives and prevent injuries, knowing how much more effective it is than just classroom training. So 5 years later and all kinds of design work and fundraising and interviewing and finding partners with people like Rocco Rescue to work with. We started building last September, and ultimately this middle to end of July this year, it's going to be completed. It's a hands-on safety training campus. It's located here in Bismarck, North Dakota, right across the street to the north from the Bismarck Aquatic Center, adjacent to Bismarck State College campus. And I mean, we are so excited about this, what this is going to do for North Dakota. What it is going to do is going to make it, as you talked about, Scott, it's going to make hands-on training accessible for safety training and training such as the confined space training, the fall protection training, the scaffolding training, trenching and excavating, safe scaffold assemblies, equipment operator, electrical safety, all those things that you can think about on the safety side of things where you can do them hands-on and it can help you with your remembrance and your preparing you for those instances where you need to be safe. But ultimately, we're so excited about this opportunity that we've been presented because of all the partners that we've been working with for the fundraising, that it's going to be our campus is almost 24,000 square feet is what the building is. But when you see it, you drive by, a lot of people see it when they're driving by 94 and they're like, oh, geez, another office building. And ultimately, it's not just an office building. We have 5,000 square feet of basically we call it our training lab. It's 28-foot ceilings. And it's an open area where we're actually going to have a training tower designed and supported by Roca Rescue, which Josh can get into more detail. We're going to have all kinds of other training props available, hopefully electrical trailer, scaffolding assemblies, things like that, where people can year-round be able to do safety training, not just in classroom, but actually the hands-on, then go out and work on this. And so it's something that's nothing else like it in the region. Surely an indoor facility. There are some outdoor facilities maybe similar to it in some places and a fall protection tower or some different things like that. When you take a look at the opportunities with the high-level technical training we can doing, we're going to be able to do along with the opportunities for the hands-on training. It's, in our mind, second to none across the region.
Now, this kind of training previous to this facility being available, Chuck, would happen where and at what cost?
Well, when you think about it, like let's talk specifically about Roca Rescue since Josh is on the program with us. Is when you want to do high level rescue techniques, and I'm not gonna go into details, and Josh can go into details, but if you want to be
Scott, I think we lost our guys.
Oh, we lost the feed from Bismarck?
We got you.
Hello?
Now you're back.
Yeah, okay. Josh is here.
Okay, but ultimately, when you talk about getting on a plane flight and hotels and you know everything like that, I mean, the cost gets to be enormous, and which really is limited some of the companies in North Dakota from sending a bunch of people, if anybody at all. They might send one or two people on occasion to go to do this training. But now if you can do it right here in your backyard, it can be affordable in North Dakota in this region where you can travel to Bismarck, where you limit the travel. And also the cost of the program, it's really going to add to how many people are going to be able to be averse in these techniques going forward, whether it's the rescue training, scaffolding techniques, whatever else. So it's not to mention the savings in cost, it's also saving these companies in time and effort with their employees to get to this training as well.
I want to bring Josh in here in a second to talk about some of the things you mentioned, Chuck, but if I'm, how does this work as far as the access to the facility? So if I see this as, oh man, I could do that training here, is that great? Obviously it's closer, location-wise it works well. Affordable with a local partner. Do I need to be a member of the North Dakota Safety Council? How does the access to the facility work?
Yeah, you don't have to be a member of the Safety Council, although we'd love you to be a member. And when it comes to a financially supportive, you support the organization. Not to mention, you get some discounts on your training. So we surely encourage you to become a member of the North Dakota Safety Council. But it's not necessary if you're a company that is going to do a one-off training on occasion and you just feel that this is the need to come in and utilize our space to do some of the training we might offer. This high-level training, you can obviously just give our phone number a call at the time and get it scheduled and get it set up. So very easily accessible. And then we talk about the affordability. Without a question, it's going to be very affordable for anybody within this region.
Good deal. So, Josh, from Roca Rescue's perspective, walk through the kind of training available in this facility and what you've helped them design.
So we have a training facility at our headquarters, which is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that is built up essentially of shipping containers. And we've taken those and modified them to where it represents all the six identified confined space types that OSHA presents. That, you know, teams that they have to train on these. If they're going to have a team, they have to do it at least once every 12 months. And we've also have some internal configurations that changes it. So it's similar to what they would be, responding to in an industrial facility, from towered columns to dryers, so on and so forth. So with this, when we just started discussing what Chuck, it was essentially to take what we have that's set out on our facility in Baton Rouge and take it to a little bit of a scaled-down model so it fits inside of the training lab and gives the people, our students, the ability to train on all those six types to see different exposures, to understand
how, you know, certain techniques are applied in some applications but do not work as well in others. And it really just allows them the full-on training aspect to build their confidence level and to build their skills in confined space. Like Chuck mentioned, you know, whip access, rescue from fall protection, you know, just along those boards that people in an industrial and in a municipal environment would be exposed to.
So Chuck mentioned earlier the tower portion of the building. It's amazing for folks that drive by this building. Like you say, Chuck, oh, it's an office building. No, but all of the different things that are in there, it's pretty neat. And Josh, help us visualize that a little bit. So the tower, how will that be used?
So the tower, essentially, you would think about it kind of like Lincoln logs or Legos that are stacked and is configured in a certain way that provides different access points to where, you know, with confined space, you're entering into a small portal to do work, or in our case, it would be to rescue personnel that are inside. So it gives the ability and the layout of having to understand what are your significant anchor points, what are the ways that I can set up my systems that are effective and safe. How are my guys or the rescuers that are going into the space going to operate to be able to control and the situation around the patient and protect them as much as possible in the removal of them from that space? Your different aspects of how you would have personnel, you know, post-fall if they're suspended in fall protection devices. What's the best way that we can rescue these? What's the best techniques that we can utilize? So it gives them, instead of just drawing it out on a whiteboard, it gives them the physical, you know, abilities to go in and actually practice these to see where their deficiencies would be, or where, when I can't use this system, how I have to use this type of rescue aspect. So it just gives them that ability to see the full picture.
And this partnership between Rocco Rescue and North Dakota Safety Council, I think you told us that I forget where we first heard about this, maybe it was during your groundbreaking, Chuck, that you were telling us about this, but talk about the benefits of the partnership that will help folks in North Dakota.
Well, the benefits, as we talk about, is making it affordable, where, as Josh said, in order for you to get this type of training, you'd have to fly somebody down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I know they have a facility in New Mexico as well, in New York. And so ultimately, you can do it right here in North Dakota. So we're talking about North Dakotans. We're talking about people in the region. They're going to have an opportunity to come here to our facility and get the affordable training, because the cost, even if you the actual cost of the training in Baton Rouge is affordable. We're passing that cost on to the people here now. What you don't have to pay for, obviously, is the travel and all those pieces. So, I mean, that's the part that's the most exciting. And then even you add to that the level of training that you're going to get. You know, we're talking the highest level training in the country, and that's why we partner with Rocco. And that's why we actually sought out looking to Rocco for Rocco Rescue when we said, we want to provide fall protection, confined space rescue training, things like that. Who do we reach out to? And time and time again, the people we talked to said, Rocco Rescue, hands-on, call those guys. So the story's pretty crazy how we got a hold of these guys. They're literally looking it up on Google and find a phone number, and slowly getting to Josh, who's kind of been their business development guy we worked with, and he's been fantastic. And Rocco's been just like a bunch of Midwestern guys working with us. Fantastic group of guys. And not only are they excellent trainers and top-notch trainers, they're just great people to be around. And I know when we get an opportunity to get them up here to do the training in our facility, people get a chance to meet these guys. They're going to be just blown away by how knowledgeable they are, not to mention how great of guys they are.
Safe scaffold assembly, trenching and excavation, fall protection. We talked a little bit about confined space. We've talked about suspended worker and wind turbine tower rescue, confined space fall and high angle rope rescue, equipment operator training, electrical safety training, lockout, tagout. All of these and more part of the facility. When we come back, I want to talk about, by the way, phase one of the facility is coming this summer. There is a phase two, you know, how you manage the whole facility and all the different training and all the different partners and people signing up for all that. We'll talk about that. We'll also just tell you a little bit about some studies on how effective hands-on safety training is, because that's the idea, to really make this effective when we finish up next.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. to let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and has some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. You gave us a lot of homework today, for lack of a better term, a lot of things that we can delve into in the way of news in future programs. I'm impressed with the front pages of the newspaper, looking for a little more meatier topics, so we're on it. We're on it, and we appreciate that. Listen in the coming days. Final segment of our Safety Talk edition, my favorite day of the month. All year long, we get a chance, all month long, we get a chance to talk about saving lives. Chuck Claremont from the North Dakota Safety Council is here. Chuck, along with the team at WSI and the North Dakota Safety Council, have sponsored this and made sure we get an opportunity to talk about these things, and we appreciate it very much. Chuck today invited Josh Hill from Roco Rescue on the program, and we're talking about hands-on safety training and some revolutionary new opportunities for folks here to have hands-on safety training in a campus in Bismarck, North Dakota. Phase one of the center is opening this summer. Phase two will come soon. So, will this just be something that's going to be scheduled out throughout the day? How do you go about managing all the different training aspects that you have and the different partners in the training that will happen? Chuck, what happens?
Well, there'll be, like any other training classes, there'll be things scheduled on the public side where you can go onto our website and schedule trainings, and if it's, you have one person attending a training, and to make it affordable. But there's also opportunities for you to use the facility. If, say you're somebody up in one of the mines and you want to bring your rescue group down and utilize the facility for, rental purpose to do some rescue training and practice on the weekends, and you can use our facility for that. And so ultimately it's calling our office, getting things scheduled, whether it be public, private, lots of different ways for people to be able to use the facility and basically make themselves, their family, their company more safe.
And this is phase one. Phase two is coming. If folks want to help this project, get involved in some way, are there opportunities for that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you asked. We're still in the fundraising mode. I mean, I know we moved forward with the project, and phase one is going to be completed now, but there's still more funding necessary for us to complete phase two of the project, which is going to be, right now, as we mentioned, is 24,000 square feet, of which 5,000 square feet is the hands-on training area and multiple classrooms and high technology engagement in the main phase one building. But phase two is a 5,000 square foot hands-on dirt with a dirt floor arena, 30-foot ceilings, an opportunity for us to do the trenching excavation, the equipment operator type training, where it's going to be engineered dirt, where more the construction side of things with construction equipment and that stuff can be done indoor, as well as hopefully another 5,000 square feet of a large training area where we can do some of the 150-plus level of engagement, where right now our training rooms are more in the 30-40 range in terms of people that would be able to attend, but the next piece would be more of a community room in addition to an area for some of the more construction-type hands-on training with the dirt floor.
For companies, and there are many, thankfully, around these parts that see safety as a top priority, the priority, and have a real culture of safety and care for their employees, what a great opportunity to put your name in lights there a little bit and just say, hey, we stand for safety, and be part of this world-class facility. It's a really good idea. Before we go, I want to just talk about why this all matters. And the Safety Council pulled out some great stats from the Tulane University study on the effectiveness of hands-on training. And, Josh, I imagine you hear things like this, and your buttons must be popping, but hands-on simulations and other interactive training techniques play a critical role when conveying safety knowledge and demonstrating safety work behaviors in hazardous work environments. More labor accidents could be prevented if workers received additional interactive, engaging training. This is what they learned from all this. Engaging and simulating training triggers a psychological response. They call it the dread factor that enhances the ability to learn, which makes sense. Tell me about that. What's the dread factor, Josh?
The dread factor is in what, Scott? I'm sorry?
Yeah, the dread factor
with this Tulane specific training. I'm not sure if Josh has followed that very closely at all. Maybe he has, but
it makes sense, though. I mean, because the Tulane study says that if you have simulating training, in other words, you're engaging the training, and it triggers the psychological response, which they call the dread factor.
With what we do as far as on the rescue aspect of it, these are hands-on skills, bottom line. There is cognitive knowledge that has to be in place, but it's physical skills that personnel have to follow through to be able to complete the tasks. So with the hands-on training, you're building and designing that muscle memory that helps, everything from tying the knots to putting somebody in a packaging device where you can remove them from a space. These are all things that have to be a step-by-step aspect. And without the hands-on part of it, without actually physically getting in and doing the training, you do not build that muscle memory. You do not build that ability to just remember at that pinch moment, oh, yeah, okay, this is what I do, or this is what not applies here. This is the type of system that I need to utilize to remove this person. So without that, you just don't develop the necessary skills to be able to accomplish the tasks.
And that's why you're building it, right, Chuck?
That's for sure. We want to make it so ultimately people get that chance to go out and have the activity, do the actual physical part of the activity before they encounter something where Josh said where they have to save a life or prevent an injury.
I learned a lot. North Coast Safety Council and WSI bring you our Safety Talk Radio, and Josh Hill from Roco Rescue joining Chuck Claremont today from the Safety Council to talk a little bit about this wonderful new facility. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate, Scott, everything you guys do.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, folks, God bless you. See you tomorrow. We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high, and it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.